at 7:59 Eastern Time and they're playing that song. You know what that means. These were the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere. Rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk, and pop truck. From the has-been, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-were's. From the 50s to the present day. My name is Alex, and I offer up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill-outs for 2 hours from 6 to 8 p.m. each and every Thursday evening. Anyway, let me tell you what I played this last set. It was a wicked long set. You just heard The Airs from the Pacific Northwest, released originally on the Panorama label in 1966, and Do You Want Me? Before that, Jan and Dean did a Coca-Cola spot. Before that, the Shiros from Norway, released over there on RCA Victor in 1964, did Not For Me. I got off the compilation Pebbles Volume 12, the CD version. Before that, the Fugitive Five did I Ain't Gonna Give Up My Way of Life. I got that off a great compilation, Last of the Garage Punk Unknowns, Volume 3 and 4, originally released on the Cell label, unknown release date. Before that, the Blackwells did Why Don't You Love Me. I got that off the Ferry Cross of Mersey soundtrack. Came out in 1965 in United Artists. Most of the tracks on there are by Jerry and the Pacemakers. Before that, the Barbarians did Multi, their classic, from 1966 on the Laurie label. Before that, the Charms, the doo-wop group, did Hearts of Stone, released in 1954 on the Deluxe label. And then Skip and Flip kicked it off way back when, about, I don't know, 25 minutes ago, with Lunch Hour. It was the B-side to It Was I. Came out in 1959 on Brent. Anyway, my name is Alex. Danny's up next, and Evan with the Lounge. My name is Alex. The pleasure was mine. Take care.
it's all up on the beat. Shaka Khan, let the rocket, everybody shaka Khan. Let me rock it for the feel for you, the feel for you.
And it is another Thursday night in the city here, 91.5 WMFO Medford. It is Danny Martinetti alongside Evan Myers. How you doing?
I'm doing great. What up, Danny?
Oh, you know, it's beautiful outside how the sun is setting later and later.
And we get to look outside and see all the students at Tufts University here. Everybody's enjoying the weather today. It's unbelievable.
Unbelievable. What a great day. But such a sad day in the music industry.
Oh, what a sad day. Can you believe Prince? 57 years old.
Such a tragedy. Prince Rogers Nelson.
What an amazing artist. You know, he's a man who could play every instrument, and on a couple albums, he actually did play every instrument. Go figure. He did all sorts of great stuff. He produced, he wrote.
Shaka Khan.
You heard Shaka Khan. So, you know, he not only had his own great stuff, he wrote and produced and helped Shaka Khan on that album as well.
And we're going to work on getting something after 9 o'clock here, Evan.
That's what I was thinking. We were talking earlier.
Yeah. Okay.
So we had a great show planned. We're going to play a few songs. But you know what? Let's finish up. Let's get all these great songs we just found honoring Prince. And we're going to do it a little different because everybody out there is doing a Prince tribute tonight. And that's awesome. And I've heard some great songs. Little Red Corvette, 1999, you have Diamonds and Thieves, you name it. They've been playing all his greatest stuff. I wanted to do it a little differently, though, tonight, if you don't mind.
Absolutely, no.
Oh, awesome.
On board.
You know what? He did. We found lists. We found Billboard lists. We found blog lists of over 50, 60 songs that Prince wrote or produced for some amazing artists. Some songs are going to be obvious, and some you're going to be like, he did that? So give us a little while. We'll get a few fun songs out in the way, but maybe 15, 20 minutes, a half hour, whenever we finish it up. We're going to do our own lounge-style Prince tribute tonight.
And Stephanie is going to be back in studio next week. Celebrated Victor's life this weekend.
We did, and Stephanie, our thoughts and wishes are still going out to you and your family. We miss you. Disco Baby did a beautiful job with her reading Saturday morning.
Absolutely beautiful.
Oh, yeah, it was great. We saw a lot of great friends there. Everybody was there celebrating Victor's life. And want to send a shout-out to Stevie Ray. We saw Stevie, unfortunately, broke his toe this past weekend. It was like a little grape. It looked like a plum. It was all purple. Did you see that on Facebook? So he was hobbling around Saturday night on his, he had a gig gig in at I think at the beach Saturday night. But you know what? Hey, remember a couple of weeks ago when I said the disco queen, disco diva, was on there?
Yeah.
He called me out on it. I told you he was going to kill me. Years ago, I said disco queen by mistake on the radio. And in like 3 weeks, 4 weeks later, I bumped into him at Fenway Park. And I thought he was going to ring me and throw me out over the fence. I swear to God, he was so mad. But he knew it was all in good fun because we absolutely love you. We miss you, Stevie Ray. Maybe later on, you know what, you can give us a call after 9 o'clock when we can talk some Prince if you want.
Love to hear right now. 617-627-3800. This is The Lounge, 91.5. WMFO, Medford,
Boston.
Yeah!
Yeah, Spider-Man and freezing full effect. You ready, Ron? I'm ready. You ready, Dave?
I'm ready, Slick. Are you?
Oh, yeah. Take it down. Girl, I must warn you. I sense something strange in my mind. Yeah. Yo, situation is serious. Let's cure it, cause we're running out of time. They seem from the start. It's all so deadly when love is not together from the heart. Check it out. It's driving me out of my mind. That's why it's hard for me to find. Can't get it out of my head. Miss her, kiss her, love
wrong
her.
Move, you're dead.
That girl is
if I were you, I'd take a caution
before I step to meet my girl. You know, cause in some
caution,
you'll think she's the best thing in the world. She's so
light,
she'll drive you right out of your mind. Steal your heart when you're blind. Beware, she's scheming. She'll make you think you're dreaming. You'll fall in love and you'll be screaming, demon.
Poison, deadly, moving in slow. Looking for a mellow fellow like DeVoe, getting paid late. So better lay low, scheming on hot money and the whole show. The low pro ho should be cut like an afro. So what you saying, huh? She's winning with you, but I know she's a loser. How did you know? Me and a crew used to do her. Slick blow.
It's driving me out of my mind. That's why it's hard for me to find. Can't get it out of my head. Miss her, kiss her, love her. That girl is
poison.
You never trust a big button to smile.
jam, pump it up while your feet are stumping. And the jam is pumping, look ahead, the crowd is jumping. Pump it up a little more, get the party going on the dance floor. See, cause that's where the party's at, and you find out if you do that.
WMFO Medford, your home to your freeform station. In the lounge every Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Right here on WMFO.org.
That's right.
You're inside the lounge.
Who did that?
Who did that, Danny? Turn me up a little.
Who did that? Who's on repeat tonight?
You're on repeat again.
The jazz hands are going like literally crazy here in the studio. It's 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Boston.
What a great block that was. Mars, pump up the volume.
Remember that from Club MTV days? Or do you not
hell
remember?
Hell yeah.
All right, you do. Good,
of course
good.
I remember MTV.
You know, we kicked that off with Boston's own Belviv DeVoe. You know, they got their start with New Edition and Bobby Brown. We won't get into that whole side of things, but what a great song we kicked off.
Technotronic, pump up the jam. Over 250 samples on that song alone. You can hear it from James Brown, Funky Drummer, one of the samples that have been from that song.
Oh, it's crazy. And we also heard Snap the Power. You know, they originally wanted Chaka Khan to be part of that song, but she didn't want any part of it. So she actually suggested Penny Ford, who really rocked it out. So what a great block, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, yeah, we got to give a shout out to our buddy Otis Lang also, all the way in the NYC. He's headed over to the Bronx to go to the Apollo Theater tonight to a Prince tribute show. It's amazing what's going on. How quickly everybody's getting stuff going down.
Everyone is getting together, from Facebook status updates to Twitter to everyone tweeting everyone. And we got Stephanie Cardone, baby. How are you, sweetie?
Hi.
Hey, Steph.
How are you?
Good. We miss you, honey.
Oh, I miss you guys, too, trying to, you know, just get everything together and heal up here. And, oh, my God, what a tragic loss to the music industry.
Oh, no, it's they're coming in droves right now. And,
yeah, I don't know. God is assembling one hell of a band. I'm beside myself with this news.
Oh, absolutely. They got every instrument covered. Like we said earlier, Prince played every instrument. I mean, what do you think about that, when an artist can actually play every instrument on an album?
Evan, I believe his first album was Soft and Wet, was the title of his first album. And he, as you said, played, he did not have a band at that time, and he played every single not only did he play every single instrument on that album, but he also did all the vocals and then laid, you know, the track on top of each other and had a full band that was just himself. And of course, you know, every vocal part from bass and baritone to tenor, and of course Prince's, you know, well-known great falsetto. And I think the thing about Prince was he was able to morph all these genres together, like anything from rock and roll to funk to R&B to blues, and just bring everything together, creating one spectacular sound.
Oh, you hit the nail right on the head, Stephanie. Yeah. I mean, he was amazing. You know what? You're going to hang out with us for a little while. We're definitely going to have you. Oh, great. We'll probably right after this next song block, we're going to be able to get right into the lounge, the lounge's very own Prince tribute. So we're going to have you back on. We want to hear more Prince facts in just a little while.
Fantastic.
All right.
So, I'm there.
All right. Awesome. Thanks for checking in. We'll talk back with you in just a few minutes, Steph.
Oh, 617-627-3800. Interact with us. You know, you're on your WMFO smartphone, or not your WMFO, but you're on. If you own WMFO, that'd be great. But if you're on the iPhone or the app, just hit the call button. It gets you to us here on 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Boston.
Yo, this Marquis, baby, are you down with it? I arrived at a house, knocked on the door, not having no idea of what the night had in store. I'm like a dog in heat, a freak without warning, not having appetite for love, cause me so horny. We'll be right back.
shouldn't be mad. I won't tell your mama if you don't tell your dad. I know you'll be disgusted when he sees your clothes all messed up. Would your mama be so mad if she knew you just been had? I'm a freaking heat, a dog without warning. My appetite is love, cause me so haunted.
I'll be so haunted, I'll be so haunted, I'll be so haunted. Been off you long time. I'll be so haunted, I'll be so haunted, I'll be so haunted. Been off you long time.
You can say I'm desperate, even call me perverted, but you say I'm a dog when I leave you lost and deserted. I'll play with your heart and won't show no shame. I'll be blowing your mind, cause you're lame to the game. I'm just like that man they call Georgie Pudding Pie. I break the girls' hearts and I make them cry. I'm like a dog in heat, a freak without warning. I have an appetite for love, cause me so haunting.
Spitting out lyrics, homie, I wet ya. I came to get down, so get out your seat and jump around.
617-627-3800. Your free form station. 91.5 WMFO.
Brass Monkey, that funky monkey. Brass Monkey, chunky, that funky monkey.
feel it, baby?
WMFO Medford.
Oh, what a great block here. It's Danny Martinetti and Evan Myers on 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Boston.
Marky Mark, Mark Wahlberg, and the Funky Bunch.
You can't call him Marky Mark anymore, though.
That's
you
right.
Know that.
So Mark Wahlberg.
And the Funky Bunch.
I love that video.
Oh, and I can't wait for the movie to come out.
Patriots Day is being filmed in Massachusetts here.
Oh, it's going to be great with the marathon the other day. Congratulations to everybody that ran it. Congratulations to my friend Stephen Teague, who finished in a great showing this weekend as well. Oh, unbelievable. You know, hey, there's another marathon movie coming out as well, right?
That's right.
Hey, you know, so if I guess if we look closely, we might see somebody we know in a picture.
Did some work on it.
All right. We really can't say much, but we'll leave it at that.
That's right. The hands are going.
Hearing any music. Danny, how'd you start that with Two Live Crew? Let me ask you that.
Me so horny, Two Live Crew. I mean, come on.
That song blew up the charts, and then it had all that FCC ruling because the obscenities in it. It just jacked sales even more.
That's the thing with that.
Oh, it was great. You know, we heard House of Pain jump around from 1992. One of my favorite bands of all time, Brass Monkey, by the Beastie Boys. And
I love that song, though, by the way. That's featured in Mrs. Doubtfire. Also been used in Happy Gilmore. Hello!
I don't know.
And what?
I don't know. Go ahead.
I'm ready to go.
You ready to go?
I'm ready to go. We compiled some music here.
We nailed it.
We got everything together. Stephanie Cardone, love you, baby. She's going to be checking in. She's on Facebook, a lounge radio show. Check us out on there. Also, we'll have some calls possibly after 9 o'clock, too.
Oh, I'm certainly hoping so. You know what? We kicked off the top of the show with a little Chaka Khan. Why'd we do Chaka Khan? Prince not only performed and played all his own music and his songs and had 20-some-odd albums and 25, 30 years of a fantastic music career, he produced and wrote for so many other artists, including Chaka Khan, so we wanted to give a little sampling there. But, you know, just a moment ago in House of Jump Around with House of Pain, elements of Get Off.
That's right, yeah.
By Prince were in that as well. So, what a way. We're going to do it lounge style tonight. We're going to play songs that Prince wrote or produced for other great artists that are out there. Oh, here's a great one right now. I think it's a little more Day in the Time, right?
Yes.
Jungle Love, 91.5 WMFO, Medford.
Boston!
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You wanna make love or what?
Yeah. tonight I can no longer hold it. Get it up, get it up. I can't wait anymore. It's time to jam. Dance, nasty girls. Dance, everybody. It's time to jam. Nasty girls, dance, dance, dance. Everybody. It's time to jam. Nasty girls, dance, dance, dance. It's time to jam. Nasty girls, dance, dance, dance. It's time to jam. Nasty girls, dance, dance, dance. It's time to jam. Nasty girls, dance, dance, dance. It's time to jam. Nasty girls, dance, dance, dance. It's time to jam. Nasty girls, dance, dance, dance.
Is that it? Wake me when you're done. I guess you'll be the only one having fun.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
91.5 WMFO. Here are some numbers to think about American alcohol consumption. Just 10% of the adult population drinks more than three-quarters of all the alcohol consumed in the United States, while 30% of adult Americans don't drink at all, and another 30% average less than one drink per week. That means the top 10% of American adults, 24%,